This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Hello, America. Welcome to The Real Side with Joe Messina. Although if you're waiting to hear Joe, I am not Joe Messina. I know you're waiting to hear him, but I am Edward Woodson. I'm guest hosting for Joe Messina. He's a good friend of mine. We are live on Facebook and at our website, therealside.com. There's a chat room on the website. You can hang out on Facebook with your Facebook friends if you want to call in. The number here is 855-732-5563. And again, I'm Edward Woodson. You can go check out my website, which is edwardwoodson.com. Also, my Twitter handle is at Ed Woodson Show. So today, did you see what went on today with the school walkouts? Did you see this? Let me just play real quick some sound from that today. This is one of the students, okay?
Because you guys are the fuel that the engine of this movement needs to run on.
Yeah.
I want all of you to know that you're all on the right side of history for this. We, the students of the United States, have a message for all of you in Congress. If you don't give us stricter background checks, heavier restrictions on AR-15-style weapons, and easier access to mental health institutions and resources, you will pay dearly at the ballot box.
Why? Because I have a message for you, kid, and that is you can't vote. So I don't understand how. What do you say? If you don't give us gun control, you will pay dearly at the ballot box. Okay. Really? Now, I found it interesting because this was a coordinated effort. And I just want to say this. What kind of retard, can I say that word? What kind of retard marches to demand that their rights be taken away? That's what this was today. Think about it for a minute. Who does that? As I watched the kids, I thought how they're basically being used. This is a coordinated, I mean, you saw in Baltimore, for instance, they bust kids. They spent over $100,000 to bus kids in from Baltimore. This is a school that can literally barely keep the lights on. And yet they used public funds to take the kids to school. And it's funny because, you know, I am pretty positive that if, for instance, the kids wanted to, let's say, walk out of school It's a national Right to Life March. Do you think those same teachers would mobilize those same or the students, let's say, that wanted to, I don't know, maybe they wanted to protest abortion, or they wanted to maybe mark in March for, let's say, the Second Amendment. I wonder if this would be a coordinated effort. Now, as I watched it, I thought to myself, these are children. Of course they want to go protest in the middle of the day and walk out of school. I mean, wouldn't you? If you're a kid, I would. And let me ask you, why couldn't they do this demonstration at 3 o'clock? Hmm? They couldn't do it after school? Why? Why couldn't they do that? I mean, I'd like to see if the students would be into it, you know, if they did it after school. Because any kid wants to walk out of school. I mean, let's be honest, it's an excuse. I'd want to get out of school, too. I'd want to join in. And as I watched this, I think to myself, they have their children. They're being led. That's what they did in Mao Zedong's China. That's the Hitler Youth. I mean, because if you are against the children, of course, then you're a bad person. It's like I always say. For instance, if I say to you, "Don't you like puppies?" Well, of course I like puppies. I mean, what kind of person doesn't like puppies? Don't you want your kids safe? Because if you're against the children, then you're clearly a bad person because you're against the children. This was a coordinated effort. This isn't some grassroots campaign. Anyway, we'll be right back. Check out the website, edwardwoodson.com. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at Sunny-Bay.com sunnybay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
What I meant was, if we had a nice bungalow and I came home from work and you were standing by the gate.
Connor Lamb.
No, you came home from work and I was standing by the gate. That's more like it.
Can't touch this. Can't touch this. Can't touch this. My music hit me so hard. Makes me say, oh my Lord.
At a party, Connor Lamb was able to speak to those issues that folks cared about.
So who's the leader of the Democratic Party?
Well, I think there are many leaders of the Democratic Party. I think those young people today who are marching all over this country are incredible leaders. I think women who've been leading the resistance have been remarkable leaders. And I think there are mayors, governors, folks here in Congress. That's why I'm so excited about where we're going. Those folks are leading.
Yeah, right. Actually, you know what he said there? There's actually no leaders. This is Edward Woodson. I'm sitting in for Joe Messina. Yes, you are actually listening to The Right Side. I don't know what I'm thinking. The Real Side with Joe Messina. But this isn't Joe Messina. This is Edward Woodson. I know you're expecting him, but I'm sorry about that. But check out my website, edwardwoodson.com. Also, if you want to follow me on Twitter at Ed Woodson Show. So, today, the walkout. By the way, I want to tell the students, the band gun teenagers, dear band gun teenagers, I don't know if you know this, because 11 teens die daily, texting and driving. 11. Every day. 11 teens. Now, I know that 17 people died, 17 people died in the shooting at the school 1 month ago today. But 11 teens die a day. So I'm calling for a ban on your cell phones and, yeah, also your car. So anybody that thinks this is spontaneous and not organized and not under the direction of the adults, I want to play for you today. This was Blumenthal. Okay. At the Never Again. By the way, did you know this rally was sponsored by the Women's March people? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just want to play this for you. This was today. Okay. This is a Blumenthal talking about...
in New York.
The NRA.
You bet. And my next guest was one of several Democratic lawmakers on hand at the D.C. walkout, where he delivered this message to protesting students.
For two decades, I have fought for sensible, common sense measures against gun violence. But I have never felt...
Wait, let me stop that. Sensible, common sense measures for gun violence. Do you like puppies? I like puppies. Who doesn't like puppies? Sensible, common sense measures to reduce gun violence. No, I'm against that. No, actually, I want more gun violence. I mean, come on. Really? Now, listen to what he says.
Huh? As close to victory.
He thinks they're close to victory now. Because, of course, all these kids are going to vote. It's going to be a huge a wave of kids. Now, you're 18 years old. Okay? You can vote when you're 18, right? These kids, they can vote when they're 18. They actually want to lower the voting age, right? So, let me see. 18, you want to vote, but you want to raise the age to 21. But is that going to work? Is that going to work? Because... You know, it's murder's illegal already. I don't think criminals really care. Anyway, let's listen to Richard Blumenthal.
I have never felt as close to victory as we are today. Because of you.
Because of you. Because the kids, you know, they're the ones that are going to make a big difference, right? They don't vote. And there's a reason why they don't vote. Because they're not mature enough to make those decisions. All right, here's more of this MSNBC.
It's been done because Congress has been complicit and the NRA has managed to mobilize single-issue voters to hold Congress in a vice-like grip. And what we're seeing, Katie, that it's...
The NRA. You know, notice how, I gotta tell you this, I'm not a gun guy. I don't own a gun. I'm not a big gun guy. I'm a Constitution guy. I'll be honest with you, I'm a Constitution guy. But I'll tell you, it's never the NRA, the crazed NRA guy that is, going in and shooting up a school. It's never that guy. So why go after always the NRA? I just don't understand the connection. Anyway, a little more of this.
so powerful is a social movement. Much like the civil rights movement, the women's health care movement, marriage equality movement, anti-war movement, in the making, we have a potential impact if the students not only walk out of class, but walk into the polls come election day.
Why are they going to do that? They can't vote. That's why I don't understand this. Somebody explain this to me, please. All right.
That's what I sense is happening, and that's why I think we are closer to victory than ever before.
What do you think can actually get done in this Congress?
Nothing.
Or should people really be looking to their states? After all, Florida has passed some new measures. There is a 3-day waiting period, and they did raise the age minimum to buy a long gun. The NRA is suing that state, but they did do something in the last month, whereas Congress, sorry to say, hasn't done anything.
The people should be looking to their state
legislature. Oh, it just gets so tiresome, doesn't it? I mean, really, it's the same over and over again. But did you see what Shaq said? This is what Shaq said. Let me find this real quick. So Shaq gives an interview, right? And he says, I mean, this is the most common sense thing I've heard so far. Right? He gives an interview. This was a CBS Sports. He's, of course, he's been a longtime friend of the police. Well, I'm going to get to that in a minute. I'm going to talk about Shaq and more when we come back. Don't go anywhere. This is Edward Woodson sitting in for Joe Messina. Check out my website, edwardwoodson.com. Don't go anywhere.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. God bless you, and God bless them.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Oh, this is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I'll bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh?
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina, but I am your guest host filling in for Joe. This is Edward Woodson. You can find me on my website, edwardwoodson.com, Twitter, at Ed Woodson Show, and if you want to send me a Facebook request, it's Edward Woodson. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and more. Check it out at TheRealSide.com. Apparently, Joe also has an Android and Apple app, so you can get the show anywhere, anytime. And Big Daddy Government can also track you at the same time. No, I'm just kidding. Listen, Shaquille O'Neal. I don't know if you saw this or not. Well, first of all, I want to talk a little more about the students, right? Because the walkout was, of course, meant to be peaceful. But did that happen? No. Some students tore down a flag and jumped on a cop car. This happened in Tennessee. And at Antioch High School near Nashville, Tennessee, some of the students walked out of class. They pulled down an American flag hanging from a flagpole, and then they proceeded to jump on a police car. Now, doesn't this kind of tell you the reason why we need guns? Just saying. Okay. Anyway, Shaq. Let me get to Shaq, because, of course, the left is going to go after him for this. But Shaq gave a no-nonsense, pragmatic approach, and of course Shaq famously went to a police academy after he retired. He's running for sheriff in Georgia in 2020, and he's been named an honorary officer. I remember when he played for the Heat, he was an honorary officer, and I think everywhere pretty much he's gone when he was in LA, he did that. So this doesn't surprise me. This is what he said, and I'll quote. He said, the government should give law enforcement more money. He said this on ABC Radio today via ESPN. He said, give more money, you recruit more people, and the guys that are not ready to go on the streets, you put them in front of the schools. You put them in front of the schools, you put them behind the schools, you put them inside the schools, and we need to pass information. I'd like to see police officers in schools, inner cities, and private schools. No. I mean, it's true. That's what, the only way you're going to stop this, I hate to belabor this, is by securing schools, i.e. you need to have armed guards at all the schools. You need to have metal detectors. And again, look, I get it that some teachers don't want to be armed and, you know, some people are against it, but some teachers do want to be armed. And it should be the state and the local municipalities that decide that. Because if I'm living in a rural part of the country, for instance, I am, I'm going to, I can't wait around for the cops to come. I need to have a gun, literally, to protect myself. If you live in a desolate part of America, then it's like having a truck. Anyway, so Shaq goes on to say that he points out that the prevalence of weapons already on the street would make a gun ban counterproductive. And he says that that would allow the black market to thrive. Duh! That's what I don't understand. It's always like, just take the guns away. But that's not going to solve anything, because you're still going to be able to buy a gun. That's why this is so silly. Like, okay, well, we're going to raise the age to 21. So nobody's going to be able to get a gun now. That's it. You see, if laws worked and we lived in a perfect world and laws worked, then, I mean, you just have to pass a law. You could say, for instance, murder is illegal. Oh, yeah, it is illegal. That's right. Still happens, though. Right? I mean, it does. So he goes on to say there's a lot of those weapons already on the streets. So it's not like if you say, okay, these weapons are banned, people are going to go, oh, man, let me turn them in. That's definitely not going to happen, because once you ban them, now they're going to become a collector's item, and you're going to have people underground, and they were 2,000. I'll give you 9,000 for that gun. So, you know, we just need to keep our eyes open. I mean, look, 3-day waiting period for purchases. Okay. Banning bump stocks. Okay. I don't think anybody even really cares about bump stocks. Go ahead and ban the bump stocks. Fine. Nobody cares about bump stocks. But this is so typical, though. Right? Just go after the guns and not look at anything else. And what we really should be looking at, and of course nobody talks about it. Now, I've raised this issue, but nobody really talks about it. The media completely ignores it, because you want to talk about, you know, they talk about this opioid epidemic in the country. Talk about opioids. Right? Now we've got a problem with opioids. But why is it that we do not say the same thing with the school shooting? In fact, all these school shootings, all these mass shootings, all of them, Democrats always blame guns. We don't talk about the drugs. We talk about drugs in the context of opioids, but we don't talk about drugs in the context of how all these mass shooters, Adam Lanza, this guy Cruz, the Columbine mass murderers, Eric Harris, he was taking Lovox. Apparently it's an antidepressant. It's like a Prozac, okay? Also, Patrick Purdy went on a schoolyard shooting rampage in Stockton, California in 1989. He was on antidepressant drug Thorazine. Okay? I mean, you can go on and on. John Hinckley Don Hinckley took four Valiums 2 hours before shooting Reagan. Andrea Yates, remember her? She drowned her kids in the bathtub. She was psychotic. And of course, she was on drugs. Paxil. Let's talk. I want to look at the Paxil. Here's Paxil's adverse reactions. This is according to the FDA's approved label. Listen. These include mania, insomnia, anxiety, agitation, confusion, amnesia, depression, paranoid reaction, psychosis, hostility, delirium, hallucinations, abnormal thinking, depersonalization, and lack of emotion, among others. That's from the warning label. So you ask yourself, why? Why? I mean, every single one of these guys, the guy in Aurora, Adam Lanza, I mean, it goes on and on. Every single one of them. Every single one of them. They had been fed drugs. But the media doesn't talk about that. Why is that? Because it's much easier to blame the guns. Much easier to blame the guns. But the guns, again, it's like drunk driving. You know, drunk driving kills far more people than, for instance, mass shootings. In fact, mass shootings are a very rare event. Anyway, we'll be right back. This is Edward Woodson sitting in for Joe Messina. Don't go anywhere. I mean it. We'll be right back.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President, something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
To pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
Welcome back to the show. This is Edward Woodson sitting in for Joe Messina, The Real Side with Joe Messina. I know you're expecting Joe. He will be back tomorrow. He's been gracious enough to allow me to sit in for him. It is an honor and a privilege, I have to say, to sit in for the great Joe Messina. Also, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and more. Check it out at therealside.com. There's also an Android and Apple app, so you can get the show anytime, anywhere. Again, if you want to check out my stuff, it's edwardwoodson.com. That's my website. Also, follow me on Twitter, at Ed Woodson Show. All right, so I got to tell you, this these gun ban teenagers just... You know, any excuse to get out of school, right? Do you remember you were in school? You'd want to get out of school anytime. Any excuse to get out of school. I'd want to go on a protest every day if I could. but that's not going to solve anything. And what I always think when I see these kids, I'm just, it's like, you can't vote. So what, why are you? What, first of all, why should I listen to you? You can't vote. I mean, that's the reality. You can't vote. So, why? Okay. The Me Too movement now has captured Katy Perry. Yes. This was in the New York Times today. Apparently, this was a story. An unwanted kiss on American Idol. This is in a piece by Catherine Rossman. Talks about a teenager by the name of Benjamin Glaze. He was a 19-year-old from Enid, Oklahoma. He auditioned for American Idol. He hoped his big moment would come when he belted out Stadium, a song he wrote himself. Instead, when it came, when the pop star Katy Perry, she was a judge on the show. She surprised him by kissing him on the lips moments before his audition. He had never been kissed before. Now, I have to stop here. 19 years old. Never been kissed before. What is wrong with this kid, 19 years old? See, this is a problem. I'm going to tell you right now. It's because, and I have a theory about this. These kids are online. And they're texting. They're Snapchatting. They're sending pictures of themselves. But nobody's actually doing anything. There's actually no human contact going on. So that's the first thing I noticed in this story. So he says, I was a tad bit uncomfortable, said by phone this week after the incident aired on the season premiere. His first kiss was a rite of passage he had been putting off with consideration. I wanted to save it for my first relationship. I wanted to be special. His first kiss? He wanted to be special? What was he talking about? And he goes, would I have done it if she said, would you kiss me? No, I would say no, he said. Really? This is Katy Perry. Look, I can't stand Katy Perry, first of all. But, I mean, really? Katy Perry? So wait, your first kiss was Katy Perry. This is the problem. Okay, with it's not even millennials. This is the problem here. Katy Perry. Apparently this was part of the two-night season opener, New American Idol. He says in the story, After he entered the studio, guitar slung over his shoulder and looking a bit starstruck, he said he enjoyed his work as a cashier because it let him meet cute girls. Have you kissed a girl and liked it? Asked Mr. Brian, making a coy reference to Miss Perry's first hit single. I guess Luke Bryan. He's one of the judges. I'm sorry. On the show. So, apparently, Katy went and just kissed him. She stood up and she said, come here right now. Coming over to the judge's table. And he kissed him on the cheek. He quickly touched his face to her cheek. She asked for another kiss. Complained that he didn't even make the smush sound. As he moved toward her cheek again, Miss Perry swung her face toward him and kissed him quickly on the lips. Katy, he yelled. You didn't. So they interviewed him later. He said when he returned home, he worked through his feelings about the kiss by talking to his friends. Are you kidding? Are you kidding me right now? Like, imagine, he had to work through his feelings by talking to his friends. They agreed with me that it didn't really count. It was lip contact versus a romantic situation with someone you care about. That's what a real first kiss is. This guy's a moron. I gotta tell you, is this representative of, like, kids today? I am truly living in a bizarre world here because, think about it for a minute. Think about this for a minute. Katy Perry, instead of going to his friends and going, dude, you wouldn't believe it, man. I went on it. Not only did I go on the audition, I kissed Katy Perry, dude. My first kiss. Really? Okay. Now, the best reaction, though, is from social media, of course, right? On the American Idol website, Mr. Glaze's performance is hosted under the headline, Benjamin Glaze's First Kiss and Audition. The show's Twitter feed also posted a photograph of Mr. Glaze and wrote, "This journey has just begun. Benjamin, a kiss for good luck." But this is the best. Here's the writer goes on to write, "But as the nation reexamines sexual conduct and power dynamics in workplaces and in the media, the kiss didn't land well with all viewers. It was a forced sexual act," one viewer posted in reply to American Idol's tweet. "Imagine if this was from a male judge. Has Katy Perry not taken anything from the Me Too movement?" In the same thread, another viewer wondered if Mr. Glaze's religious convictions had been disrespected, and many other viewers mirrored the sentiment of one fan who wrote, "Lucky son of a gun." Representatives for ABC and Katy Perry did not respond to requests for comment. I am just, I got to tell you, I'm floored by this. Floored by this. Because it doesn't talk about, was it his religious beliefs? Is that what it was? That, because it doesn't talk about that. Just says that he didn't, I mean, in at least in the piece here in the New York Times, it's not clear that, you know, I don't know what this guy's thinking, what these kids are thinking today. It's just, 19 years old. I'm living in a bizarre world, because if I had been able to kiss Katy Perry at 19, she was a big star, big rock star, I don't know, that'd be kind of a big deal to me, right? I think to anybody, right? But of course, it wasn't to this kid. It's really unbelievable. It's part of the theory that I talk about a lot, if you ever listen to my show, and that is that, you know, the more and more we are on the internet, and more we're on social media, the more and more we're losing touch. We're losing touch with other human beings. I really do believe this. I think that the more and more, and this is especially true with children, because for the first time, you know, we've got a whole generation now. The iPhones have been around since 2007. We've got a generation now, literally, that doesn't know anything but smartphones. And so, think about the effects that has on our culture and the lack of, really the lack of connectivity between human beings. You know, you talk about connectivity, but the fact is that we're losing that connection with human beings. And that, I see that all over. But anyway, we got to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Edward Woodson sitting in for Joe Messina. We'll be right back at the top of the hour. Don't go anywhere.